This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yep, it's the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Friday. Happy Friday to everyone out there. So, got a lot of March Madness going on. Try to get you some of that coverage in a little bit. But, man, my tweet was on that Summer Jam screen, man. Somebody tried to put me out there, man.
What happened?
So this was kind of a long story, so bear with me for a second. So I don't know if you guys been following this, but The Breakfast Club and kind of the TV show, not the TV show, but
the morning show,
The Breakfast Club. They kind of been going through a little issues with their new co-host. Mm-hmm. So I have a co-host by the name of Jess Hilarious, and she's the one that replaced Angela Yee.
Mm-hmm.
And
Jess Hilarious, she was like an internet comedian type thing, right?
Yep, she was. She kind of blew up on the internet, you know, being a comedian and start. I think she might have gotten a couple movies or something, but mm-hmm. Yeah, she was the internet star. And so she's the new co-host. She got a little bit of drama with their producer because Jess Hilarious, once she got the job, she ended up pregnant and took a paternity leave.
Maternity leave, yes, sir.
Yep. So the producer by the name of LaRosa. LaRosa.
Yeah.
She filled in for, and she was doing a really good job to the point people start having a conversation like, hey, this need to be the real co-host right
okay.
here.
Okay.
And it led to a lot of drama and all that stuff behind the scenes. I ain't going to get into all mm-hmm. of that. But somebody tweeted, it's a girl by the name of OneFine_Redbone.
Okay, okay.
So, hey, salute to her, man.
Good for her.
Hey, salute to her. Mm. So she tweeted this. Jess Hilarious and the Breakfast Club drama is a prime example of social media celebrities actually being in a talent-based environment that they don't actually have the skills and experience for, but mm-hmm. got the job because of social media presence.
Mm-hmm.
So I seen that tweet. I'm like, okay. And you
had an opinion.
I didn't quote tweet it. Mm-hmm. I just tweeted at her. So this is my response. as a radio producer myself, I'm actually rooting for Lauren. Just her grind in the industry is so dope. You can tell she always wanted to do this and got the skills to do it. I wish people stopped thinking you could put a celebrity in that place and think it will work.
Okay, there's nothing wrong with that.
So I started getting a lot of love on that tweet. A bunch of, I got like 1,000 likes on it. And I tweeted some other stuff too. I won't get into that, but... All of out of nowhere. Salute to G-Mac on IG. He's a listener. He's a he listens to In the Loop a lot, and he tagged me in a Instagram post. So I'm like, wait a minute, what is this?
So he set you up?
No, he just tagged me. He tagged me to show me something.
You said like he posted it and tagged.
He tagged me in this post to show me what this account posted. So. It's an account on Instagram called Being Black is Lit.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, so they got like 1 million followers. They posted the conversation. They posted my tweets.
Oh, boy.
They posted me and the girl, 1-5 Redbone tweets, and said, so y'all agree with this take?
Oh, no.
I was kind of going through the comments a little bit. Man, people was just like, oh, I disagree with this. Oh, no, what is he talking about? I'm like, oh, man, I ain't mean for it to go this.
You got in the middle of it all.
Yeah, I just, you know, I like having those type of, you know, conversations.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was gonna go that far.
Yeah.
So they put my tweet, my pretty little face on that Summer Jam screen. I'm like, damn.
They said, we're not gonna jump you, come outside.
So where does it stand now?
The
whole debacle.
I think they working through it.
Okay.
I think they working through it. I'm kinda interested to see because the producer is a very talented young lady. And I think her history is like working at TMZ as a producer and stuff like that. So she really polished. And they got somebody that's a social media star that's not as polished. She's pretty good too, but she you could tell she never worked in the industry in radio or anything like that. So
there's probably like some growing pains, you know.
Yeah, so I think
maybe some things that you would expect of a normal person put in that position. However,
they're trying to figure it out because they don't want to put the girl Lauren, who's the producer, back to the bench. So they're trying to keep her on the show because a lot of people like her on the show. So it's a lot going on.
Yeah.
But
maybe she's had a couple of errors, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe a little ugly, kind of tough stomach.
But in your opinion, she deserves to be on the air.
Yeah, 100. I would definitely keep her on the air. I wouldn't kick anybody off, but I would find a spot for her for sure.
Yeah.
So the number one seed in the BBL bracket.
We were just talking about this.
She was on Shannon Sharp's podcast
of course
or show,
she was.
Club Shay Shay.
Yeah.
And he kind of asked. She was talking about football, how she won a baller and all that stuff. And this is how this conversation ended up going with Shannon Sharp trying to hook her up with a quarterback, and the name CJ Stroud popped up.
I like when the ball is in your court. I like the ones that gotta like, you know.
They gotta catch the ball and do something with the ball.
Yeah.
Okay. And so you like wide receivers, running backs?
Yeah, maybe a quarterback too.
Quarterback, you like the quarterback?
Ooh, the quarterback. I ain't never had no quarterback. I'm just saying, You know, they the MVP, you know. So what you hook me up with? Ooh. If you had to like put me on a blind date or if you can like.
Ooh, wee.
Who you gonna give me?
I don't know if CJ Stroud. You know CJ Stroud? Take quarterback for the Texans?
No.
Why would you go CJ?
Damn, you just asked me to hook you up. I'm trying to hook you up. Now you say, why go him?
That man is a Christian.
You might can change it.
She said, why are you going to say him? That man is a Christian.
Exactly. So I need to know about this young lady.
Young Miami?
Yeah.
What would you like to know about Young Miami?
Is she take home to mama girl?
I would not say so. She is a rapper in what used to be a group called the City Girls. Can you explain the concept of City Girls?
Yeah, they rap about scamming and all this other stuff.
Yeah, so that would be a hard no.
And the other reason, she was just dating P. Diddy.
Okay. Well, that's pretty she much all I need with to know right there.
Yeah.
Yes. Miss Carisha herself.
Yeah. But
so yeah, I feel like that's I know that sometimes when you break up someone, you want to kind of go a different way. We see it in sports a lot.
Yeah.
When you fire the offensive head coach, maybe you get a defensive head coach, or your players coach, you get a stern coach. I feel like that's too big of a swing, dog.
I mean, you see Sierra go from Future to Russell Wilson.
Oh, well, it has worked there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is true. Maybe Sierra's like, girl, you need to go get you a good man. Yeah. And CJ Stroud, that good? Yeah.
I am worried for CJ Stroud, though, because I felt like she tried to play him like, no, I can't. That boy a Christian.
No,
I feel like CJ Stroud would get a little offended over that. Like,
you know what? I'll show you. I'll date
you. I'm a killer. Like, nah. I'm sitting on the couch with a killer.
I'll date CJ, you're not going to get him with that pump fake. You're not going to get him with that pump fake.
He gave Amber Rose a ride home.
Well, that's because he's a Christian, right?
Yeah, like, he did the right thing.
He's doing unto her as he would do unto Jesus, his Lord and Savior. That is the Christian mantra.
I feel like CJ ain't gonna let nobody play him.
Yeah.
Well, like, oh, I'm a Christian. What? That don't mean nothing. What you mean, girl?
I saw that as a sign of respect. She's like, look, I know what time I am on, and I know that I might be pulling that man outside of where his comfort zone is. I'm not trying to do all that.
Hey, wait till he get that contract. She gonna be Jesus all around me every day.
She gonna become First Lady Carisha. Yep. Is that what's gonna be
First Lady Carisha?
Well, we met at church. Yeah.
Oh, when you change the backstory?
Yeah, we
that's
met at
crazy.
Church.
You know what? Church ain't too bad.
That's right.
And I appreciate the people that got what I was putting down from the 713. Can she play left field? somebody said, and Stephon. I don't know exactly what you're talking about, but maybe that was the name that, because she did say she liked people that had the ball in their hands, and Stephon, he does.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he might be otherwise occupied at this point, right?
This is true.
Yeah.
This is true.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Quick game for you fellas. True or false?
Okay.
False.
Bronny James has passed Ben Simmons for career three-pointers made.
Oh, I actually. I
yeah, that is a true.
That is true.
That is true, fellas.
What is it, 6-5, right?
Yep.
I want to say 7-5.
Is that what it was? Either way, yes.
Bronny got 7 career made three-pointers. Ben Simmons half 5.
You are a laughingstock when people go out of their way to find these type of stats and put them up here.
And how many years has he played?
Many. Well, that's a trick question.
Well played.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah, yeah. How many has he played or how many has he been in the NBA? Because those are not the same thing.
Yeah.
All right, I want to bring this up real quick. Tell me if this is a crazy connection.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a guy by the name of Big U, mm-hmm. whose real name is Eugene Henley.
Mm-hmm.
And he was part of the Rolling 60s gang in L.A.
Oh, okay.
And now he's a, I think he was actually like a activist or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So reportedly changed his life. But
he went to church?
Yeah.
Not really.
He a Christian?
Cleaned up a little bit.
Not really, because what I'm about to read right now, I'm about to dismiss all of that.
Oh, no.
He just turned himself in to the police. Reportedly, some rappers and Rolling 60 members were arrested. I guess it was like a big gang bust or whatever. Here's Big U right before he turned himself in. I just want to play this, and I'm going somewhere with this.
This is my last video before I turn myself in. I'm with my family. Talk to my sons. I talk to everybody, man. I'm just saying, going to deal with this fight, see what it is. I just want y'all to know, all this stuff is quagmire. It's all bullcrap. I just need y'all prayers. I need y'all to... I don't even know what to say.
So he did that video right before he turned himself in.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where the crazy connection lands right here. So, are you guys familiar with a guy by the name of Dayon Henley?
I don't think so.
He actually played at NRG for the playoff game against the Chargers. He's a linebacker for the Chargers.
Yes. Okay. Yes, I am. Okay, yeah, yeah.
So, he finished with 6 tackles and all that stuff. Big U, Big U is his dad.
His dad?
Oh, wow.
That's his dad.
Man.
Now, the connection might get even crazier right here. So,
he sure did go to Crenshaw.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, here's the crazy part, too. Here's Zeus Tiny Lester. Remember him?
Yes.
Known as Debo.
Uh-huh.
Here's Debo talking about who inspired the character Debo.
Okay. People want to see that character. He's, I told you, I pulled that from Big U. Oh, I used him as my background of how I wanted this character to be. Perceive, because the whole thing about how bad this guy was is when Ice Cube put the gun on him, he said, "What you gonna do with that?" He said, "Ice, make me mad." That was cold blooded. That was it for me.
So Big U is actually Debo.
Oh man,
he's the real life Debo.
Well, that's not exactly encouraging for his legal defense.
Woo. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
I thought that was kind of a crazy connection, right?
Yeah.
There.
And his son played linebacker for the Chargers.
Okay. This is where you say small world.
It is. Yeah. It is indeed a small world, and I'm very glad that at no point did I deem it necessary.
Were you a part of that world?
Well, no. I'm glad that at no point in you describing that story did I deem it necessary to crack a joke, because I'd have felt bad about cracking jokes. About real life Debo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That was real life Debo. Then so that's where Zeus got the inspiration for it. That's where Tiny got the inspiration
from. Rest in peace, Tiny, by the way.
Damn. Yes. Thought that was crazy.
That is.
Okay. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. It's worth noting, day two of the tournament, at least we're getting
a little more excitement.
A little bit. We got a close finish between Baylor and Mississippi State. Baylor with a 3-point victory over Mississippi State. Mississippi State had an opportunity to tie.
Yes, they did.
With a contested 3-pointer.
Did he get fouled? I couldn't really see.
No, he didn't.
Just missed it, airball?
Just barely, maybe barely clipped rim on the side, but no, missed the shot, which is kind of fitting considering the way that the shooting had gone all game long. But no, Baylor moves on. Congratulations to them. Alabama in a little bit of a fight themselves against Robert Morris. Mm-hmm. The first couple of games already giving us a level of good competition here. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we get ready to hand it off to the fellas of the drive. Today, it'll be Ron and Luke Morrow. But before we do that, let's draft the weekend. We'll do that next.